Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Damn.
Please enter your password.
Damn.
You have one saved message. Saved message.
Hey, Corey, Jello passed away.
That's something I didn't want to hear.
All right, talk to you later.
That's something I didn't want to hear. Somebody tell me my brother is gone. I remember all our messages and all that data that we fucked up with all that FaceTime. I remember one of the messages said, "Lil bro, do what you do, but don't spit no fake rhymes. But don't spit no fake rhymes." Damn, is that why I keep it so real with y'all? So real with y'all. And I'm glad it was natural causes, but if it wasn't, I would've went off. But if it wasn't, I would've went off. But damn, it still didn't make it better. Yeah, I cried for hours. And when I was to get on, I was gonna get changed and all that. But scratch that, you ain't like all that. You probably would've went. Man skinny, some jammies, got some Dwayne's. A nice graphic tee, one little ass watch. No big ass chain. No big ass chain. No big ass chain. Damn, I'll do anything to get you back. Man, everybody heard it. Nobody would ever thought John would've died. I cried by your hospital bed. Die, cause I wasn't seeing you like that. Cause I wasn't used to seeing you like that. Seeing you like that, seeing you like that. You were strong, you fought a hell of a battle. And you lived a hell of a life. And the project teed up for you. Yeah, they was right for you, right? And I know when your mama hit, it's probably gonna bring her to tears. And John, I'ma treat your sister like you did. And I take care of your mama too. Damn, I promise you. Damn, I promise you. Man, I promise you. I might get your mama a coat. And I was far away from the Jets. I do this all for you. Yeah, I do this all for you. It's not about the fame or the Fetty. Or the name that I got, cause sometimes the shit gets too heavy. I'm Ray, got Jeremy, Scott's with Dwayne's. Fuck the Giuseppe. Fuck the Giuseppe. I wish you were there just to see my progress. And it's killing me, you never heard one of my songs. But believe in me every time. I did some gold with my life. And late, hit my line. If you need anything, if you need anything, if you need anything, and if anybody mess with you, I slide through with that heat up. This that love and loyalty shit. That love and loyalty shit. That love and loyalty shit. That's what me and Jay live by. And I still got his number. This shit hurt me. Cause I'll text you. And there's no text back. I'll call you. And there's no call back. I can't live like that. I mean like this. This one is for my brother, John. You will be truly missed. You will be truly missed.
Yo, you already know that's my young bull C Mugga. Call Long Live Jah. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Welcome to the radio show, which is different from the radio station. Usually the radio will talk about the topics. Big topic today, and I mean, I know a a lot of people said about it. Bull, French Montana's own boy, you know, died. I feel bad for it because I heard that was like French Montana's right hand man. He was a cult boy, and it was sad to say here that he got shot up on the news and shit, man. Shit. So I mean, sorry to hear that. Sorry for you know losing a friend, family. He was good to business and he did his job, and I feel bad for it. But when Knock come in, he definitely will tell you more about it. I mean, I heard a couple of his songs back, but I'm not really a big fan and shit, so I really don't too much about it, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I feel, like I said, I feel bad that he passed away or whatever. And, you know, sorry to hear that, y'all. That y'all know, some of y'all know. And his name was Chinks, I believe. Prince Montana, man. Or whatever and shit. I'm sorry to hear about y'all loss. Shit, man. But another thing, Obama's coming to the hood tomorrow. He's usually going to be at the Croc Center. He's come down here to the police, and he came down. He's coming down here to visit the resident. Obama is coming to visit the hood, brother. Fuck me. You know he came here in 07, down here in 07? I didn't even know that.
I don't think he wanted us to know
about
that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he coming down here again. Let everybody, a lot of people think that it's a bad thing that he's coming out here. He's trying to raise taxes or something like that. I've seen on somebody's Facebook. I mean, I think it's a good thing, but, you know, I could be wrong. I don't really get into all the, like, the politics and stuff like that. So, if people really know about it, speak your mind. I mean, and it is what it is. A lot of people don't like that he's coming down here to visit the police and
tell us. No, he's going to see the residents too. Her mama's love. He's going to be at the Croc Center.
Well, let's see how that goes. I mean, hopefully he is down here to show us love, man. And I'm just reading stuff on Facebook, man, nosy once again and shit like that. So hopefully he's down here for a good cause. You already know, man, it's your boy Knock the God. I'm apologize. I ain't introduced myself. Yo, man. Rest in peace to the boy Chinks, man.
Yeah. He's a rapper, bro.
Yeah, he was kinda nice. He was a coke boy with French Montana and shit. He was like one of the main ones. Like Chinks drugs and shit. He was kinda nice and shit like that. But yeah, his car I think had like a Porsche or something. They said they was trying to rob him. Well, I guess he wasn't trying to do that, so
he got
God, damn, but yeah, Chinks, that's the boy, damn, what's the name of that song? Fuck About Your Feelings.
Okay, that was him?
Yeah, who gives a fuck? That's him, you feel me? Chinks, he was nice, man. I fuck with him and shit. You know, I hope everybody don't start that Illuminati.
It's
the
Illuminati,
boy.
They're gonna be like French Montana, famous, and all that shit. He gonna be on top now.
I thought he already, well, I mean, not the on top one. I thought he was already hot and famous already. I mean,
I don't know. I don't believe in all that.
Me neither. I never did, honestly.
I had some thought about it, but after a while, I'm just like, y'all can't give nobody no credit. Somebody gotta be involved in Illuminati to make it. It's not true, man. Niggas got talent out here, and they did the right thing.
I guess they found the killer, let the boy, you know what I mean, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying?
They did find the killer. I saw over Instagram.
Oh, yeah? That's what it is, though. But, man, you know, he rapped, he came from the hood, you know what I mean? He came from the hood. So, it happened like that. It's sad to say, but, you know what I'm saying, just like, boy, rest in peace, man. He actually did make it out. He made it out, man. You feel me? I don't know if he was going back some bullshit, like trying to fail, or he was going back just to show love to his hood, or maybe he was in the club or in some city just chilling.
Was in the hood, huh? He was in the hood.
I mean, I don't know where he was at. You feel me? I don't know, man. For him to hit up like that, he had to be in somebody's goddamn hood.
How many shots got him?
I don't know. But that shit was crazy, man. So Frenchman turned up, coke boys turned up, bad boys turned up, you know what I mean? Turned up for the boy Chinks and shit like that.
Turned up to the Rockets, who just won game 7 against the
Clippers. Oh, shit.
Turned up, brother.
Damn. Okay, Harden on his thing, man.
Now he's going up against Curry and Thompson. I mean, it's going to be a good series.
Nah, I don't see it going to seven. I don't know who's going to win, but I don't see it going to seven.
I don't know. Did you
see Paul Pierce's shot? I was so mad it came out late.
What?
They had the last 3 points. He had the 3-point later one. But yeah. They replayed. The ball wasn't fully out of his hand before the buzzer went off. Like, damn. Yeah.
The Hawks going to the conference finals against LeBron. Atlanta, the Hawks do have a chance to beat LeBron and the Cavaliers, man.
Definitely. I heard LeBron got like a little back injury. Now, I don't think it's severe, but I heard like Kevin Love is out, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good excuse LeBron to have. So if they do lose, he can be like, well, I had a back injury.
I mean, he's like, you guys ball out. Fuck your back. You almost to the finals. Fuck your back, nigga.
Well, that's LeBron James. You know, once he get hurt, he out.
He matured up, though, man. He matured up from when he used to have them bullshit injuries and shit like that. He used to come out the game. But I think he matured up. He more focused on. He got two rings. He was focused on, you know, catching up to the, you know, like the great Kobe, Jordan.
Tracy McGrady, right?
McGrady gonna be always the greatest to me, the man. Greatest of all time, man. He did what nobody else could do.
Scored 13 points in a couple seconds?
Yeah, like, what, 15 seconds, something like that?
20, 30 seconds, something like that. But, yeah, he really did that. And I give McGrady his credit. But it was Kobe Bryant era, man.
T-Mac did his thing, yo. You can't say if he ain't have all those injuries, you feel me? Can't really he would have done if he wasn't injured, but even Dennis still, he still did his thing, man. He still made a mark when he was on the court and stuff like that. And I didn't even know Vince Carter, old ass, was still on the court.
Yeah, he played for the Mavericks. Mavericks or
Curry and them just
the Memphis Grizzlies.
I think that's what he plays
for. I know
his old ass
is still on
the court, though. Yeah, so definitely, man. That shit's crazy, yo. Curry was tearing shit up last game, yo.
Curry,
you seen that fuck with the 63-footer? He just threw this shit up.
Bro.
Yo, and that shit was like, he just shot a three. That shit was all net.
Yeah.
Like, shit ain't touched nothing else. I'm like, damn, that shit crazy, yo.
Curry, bro. A lot of people know nothing about Curry, man. I knew about him since he got out draft combined in 09, man. That's why I started following. Niggas started following this year. Come on, now. Curry's been the MVP of his life, man. Mm-hmm. Man Thompson. Fuck you, man.
Shit.
Let's get some of these topics we got for the radio show today, man. Number one is the struggle of living in the hood. How can we stay positive with all negativity around us? It's kind of a good topic, though.
The struggle of living in the hood. The real struggle of living in the hood is just like the struggle in the hood. All right, the struggle in the hood is growing up. Cause growing up, you don't know nothing. Like, you're going by life. Like, you got adults. You have adults saying like don't do this, don't do that. You know what I mean? You like, well, now I'm doing it anyway. Like, what? But not knowing that, you know what I mean, they know what's around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So just growing up, and you hearing shit like, when you grow up, the friends you got now ain't gonna be the friends you have when you get older. Most of your friends are gonna be either dead or jail. I mean, on the corner. I mean, couple gonna have a select few, bitch. Like, it's crazy. Childhood, and like everybody knows you are about amount. That's all you have. The hood. You gotta make the best out of that. I mean, your time is short. I'm saying there's a lot of people out here just doing anything. You feel me? Young kids just out here killing, you feel me? Because they ain't got nothing to live for. You grow up, and a lot of people say you ain't going to be shit. And a lot of people listen to that, man. Like, as a child, you tell a child they ain't going to be shit. The fuck up, what you want them to do? Prove you wrong? A lot of people ain't going to do that. It's only a select few who go get motivated off of negativity. And the other, what, I would say 90% of the kids is listening to that. I ain't going to be shit, fuck it. My dad wants shit, he in jail, fuck it. I'm going to go to jail with him. I'm going to kill people just like he did. You know what I'm saying? My mom, poor, fuck it, that's in my blood. I'm being not even intentionally. Some people, it's just in their blood. They, and like I said, other people get motivated. I'm going to be shit. All right, watch this. Watch me be this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just a struggle in the hood growing up. You really ain't got no motherfucker. You ain't got no model. Excuse my language. I'm trying to work on our cursing on here, man. Trying to work on my craft, stuff like that. But I'm saying you got to select few. You don't got no role models in the hood, for real. The next question was, how can we stay positive with all the negativity that's around us? I mean, just stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? You at this age, but like at my age, I know who's negative and I know who's not. So I stay away from that. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you which one is negative and which one is positive at with people's age because all they know is that's my friend. That's my friend and that's not my friend. You don't know which one is your frenemies. You feel me? You know which one is your friends. You know which one is your enemies, but you don't know which one is your frenemies. And that's growing up. Saying so, I can't tell you. Oh, that person gonna be dead. That person gonna be in jail. That one gonna have 8 knives in your back. You can't really say that because you don't want it to happen. You gotta let people like learn it on their own. So at my age, on older, you know who's negative, you know who's not. So you stay out the way. I mean, help who you can. I'm not saying like all negative people can't change at whatever age they're at. But if you see no signs of changing, stay away. You feel me? That's all I got for you. Like, stay away from the negativity. Just stay out the way, man. Stay in the crib if you got to. Work your ass off every day. You know, go on vacation. Move out. Do something. Just move away from the negativity. You just got to stay out the way. Feel me? Ain't no ifs, ands, but about it. Ain't no way around it. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, I definitely could dig that, man. Struggle living in the hood is just like living life itself, man. It's not even about the hood. It's just about life itself. Life itself is definitely a struggle. We all go through it every day. We all got problems. Same problems celebrities having, we having too. The only difference is they're not really having too much money problems. Some are not. We are. You know, most of us are, you know what I mean? And we believe that money problems is the number one deal. But honestly, it's not, man. Happiness is. If we can't be happy, then it's a struggle. You know, once we're happy, then struggle is not going to be in our life. Misery is not going to be in our life. We're going to be happy. When we're happy, things start coming because we think positive and we want to be in a positive atmosphere. We throw positivity at everybody because we're happy. So first thing is, be happy. If you don't want to struggle, you gotta find ways to be happy. Okay, that's number one, man. And I mean, it's just not about the hood; it's about everywhere else. Everywhere else is different, but in Camden, I mean, I stay positive by just. I mean, I like hearing the negative. The negative shit kind of keeps me positive, man. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. It'll be negative everywhere and shit. So don't just think that Camden is just negative, because it's not. It's everywhere else in this world. We live in California in a certain area. You're going to have niggas that's negative. If you go to Texas, you're going to have people that's negative. If we go to Florida, we're going to have people that's negative. But it's just like you got to surround yourself with people that's doing better for themselves and have a positive attitude, because if you surround yourself with the negative shit, then, you know what I mean, negative is going to come to you. So say if you want, like a lot of people on y'all Facebook, y'all say, I want to better myself. I want to do this. I want to do that. But y'all hang with motherfuckers that do the total opposite. So, I mean, in a way, it's like, damn, well, my friends is doing this, but I want to do that. And sometimes your friends is going to clown you or look at you crazy because they're like, well, why are you doing that? Just come and smoke a blunt or let's just chill out. Fuck work or some shit. You know, you're going to do that. But say if you have people grinding hard every day, all day, then that's going to force you to do it because you ain't going to have no really friends. Your friends, all your friends is doing is grinding. So it's going to make you put you in shit, you know what I mean? So if you want to stay positive in the hood, and you keep the negativity around you, just hang around positive people and do something that you want to do with yourself, man. I don't care what it is. If you want to be a stripper, bitch, learn how to be a stripper. Feel me? Go to ehow.com and see how can you be a stripper. How can you make that banging body? If you want to be a porno star, start making videos. You know what I mean? I don't think it's nothing is really a bad job. If you feel as though you're happy with doing it and it's going to get you the income that you want to do, then fucking go for it, then. If you want to go sell drugs, then go ahead and go sell drugs, man. I'm not going to knock nobody out, so, because that's what you feel like doing. Just be watch out. And when consequences hit you, don't get upset. You knew what the consequences was. So don't get upset when they hit you and be like, oh, fuck this, fuck life. You knew it happened. You know what I mean? So if you want to stay positive, just keep a positive mind. You know what I mean? Just keep things going. Don't give up. Don't think of negative shit. I mean, ain't nothing wrong being crying, keep being emotional. But don't let misery come to you. That's all. Because when you're miserable, it's the worst. I'm telling you. When you feel miserable, you think of the craziest negative shit. So my best advice to everybody out there that want to stay positive, and especially if y'all got kids, man, that's y'all positive thing right there. Right there. Kids is probably the number one positive human out there, you know, especially if they don't know no better. They're just so positive, happy. They should make you brighten up your day. They should motivate you. Now, if you don't have no kids, then I guess just see what type of friends you got and keep them around you. If they're good friends, you know, loyal, and they got something going on for themselves, and you want to do better, then go ahead. Now, if you want to be a bum and you want to think negative, want to be miserable, then go ahead, too. I'm not going to knock that off, but don't get upset when shit don't go your way and you start being miserable and shit. I ain't going to sit here and say I told you so, but I told you so. Next track we're going to play is my boy DJ O'Reilly. It's called You Did Wrong. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Follow us on Twitter.
@85_ENT, man.
And Instagram, 856_ENT, man. Let's fucking get it. You mean?
Be honest. We step
Shout out to everybody who like my status. So follow me at John D. Knock, like my status. Shout out to Alaysia Bell, my boy Chris Miles, Ken, Ready Rose, what's that, Desire Raven?
He did fuck.
My boy Tone, my boy Cool, my boy Buddha ATH, man. Just go like my status. You know I got you on a shout out right here. And by, yeah, again, that was DJ O'Reilly. You did wrong, man. I like that John.
Yeah, I fucked with that John too, man. We're gonna play the next track we got is Put It in the Bando by my man's New Wave and shit. Yo, I fucked with this song though. It's very catchy, man. You already know it's A56 Entertainment, man. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @IM_DJPromo, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, I'll let this nigga real quick, man.
See about a brick of dope. In the kitchen, mix the name, trippin'. I ain't rippin' till I see the motherfucking dope. Fuck that. Bag it, nigga. Put it in the bando. 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 No electric shopping by Kendo. Stacking the bando. All of my bando. Bando.
Trappin' out the bando.
Trappin' out the bando.
Peekin' through the window.
Peekin' through the window.
Jake on the corner, but it's 3 things knockin' out. Yeah, I got a mean go. And if you smoke butt, you can come and get the Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Take a dip. Ain't a chopper in the suitcase. Guess you wanna take a trip. I get it, I get it.
I get it.
I hope that you get it. This trap, I'm committed. I don't see me switching. I love my position. If niggas start stitching, if niggas is missing. Need me a kilo. Turn it to two so my niggas get ito. Knock at the door, put the gun to the people.
People. On the phone with the plug, trying to make a deal, cause I ain't going back to being broke. Need a couple checks, see that I'm fucked out. I'm trying to see about a brick of dough. Mixing, I ain't trippin', I ain't rippin' till I see the motherfuckin' yo.
Fuck that, bag it, nigga. Put it in the bando, 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 put it in the bando. No electric chopping by Kendo, stacking the bando, all of my bando. Bando. Bando.
Sleepin' in the bando, chop out the bed with a clip full of ammo. I'ma kill that motherfucker, tell him lead by example. When you whipping like this, you won't need a new wrist. It's as real as it gets. Ain't no my money, it don't make no sense. Trapping, I'm rapping, I'm dropping my brick. Deal with the shits and I stay in the mix. Back in the bando, I'm backing up nicks. Trapaholic and I'm trying to hit all licks. And I'm stacking, I'm stacking. Fans getting thick. Niggas is sick, you can go eat a dick. Like a good quarterback, I do not have a pick.
Make a deal cause I ain't going back to being broke. Need a couple checks, need it out of fuck that. I'm trying to see about a brick of dough. In the kitchen, mix the name, trippin'. I ain't rippin' till I see the motherfucking yo.
Fuck that, bag it, nigga. Put it in the bando.
Whip it, nigga. Put it in the bando.
Oh. Shout out to Prince, man. That shit was called Put It in the Bando. I like it. It's very catchy. The hook is very catchy. You know what I mean? I fucks with it, man. He fucks with it now.
Yeah, I definitely fucks with the hook, man. That hook is crazy, yo. Yeah. I fuck with it, man.
Bando. We be in the club like, Bando.
Hell yeah, man. You already know, man. You already know we got the website. You know what I mean? www.856nt.com. You feel me? Go click the link. Listen to our last radio station plays, you feel me? Go look at a couple artists we got up there. You know what I'm saying? Any sponsorship, go sign for the little, you know what I mean, interview. Look at the little app, you feel me? Hit you with the interview, shit like that. You know, you can find on Facebook at 86 Entertainment. You know what I mean? That's our homepage. My homepage is John D. Knopp, and promo shit is
Donovan T. Promo Jenkins. I wish we don't have to put our full name no more. Nobody don't need no name. I'm a celebrity now. You can't know my name. But you heard about what happened in August?
What happened?
You know he's blind.
Dang, he got the Fetty Wap?
Nah, I think he's about to be blind in 2 eyes.
Oh?
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's why he had eye surgery.
Okay.
You know? I thought it was fake, but I actually went to BT News and they were saying that he had eye surgery.
Had a Stevie Wonder.
I think he gonna lose a lot of fans, kind of.
Nah,
blind,
still going.
You got damn right. I don't know, man. You know, people don't like disability motherfuckers, even if you're famous or not. But Welvin the Great and A Town is famous, and they do have some type of disability. So, yeah, shit, that's fucked up, man. Sad to hear about that, though.
Definitely, though. So I mean, other pages, Instagram and Twitter. Oh shit! You know our other pages, Instagram. That's A5_ENT for both. I mean, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And my personal Twitter is @Nakamati.
I am _DJ_Promo, man, and that's my Instagram as well. You know, I try to keep it simple as possible and shit.
I might have to go to the simple end. Yeah, I mean, my IG is Knock Yourself Out. That's NOC_YURself Out. You know why I'm shouting out all our social networks? Because that's our next topic, man.
Social network sites, a negative or positive thing in our lives right now. For the radio station, it's the right thing possible. If I want to be a hoe, it's probably the most positive thing possible. But if I want to be a relationship, it probably can be the most negative thing possible.
Care to explain, brother?
I mean, listen, man. Social networks is for people. I mean, you get to know everybody's day-to-day life. Sometimes networks can be downgrade or upgrade. For instance, a lot of motherfuckers are becoming haters because of social network sites. Because somebody put their rent money online, say they got that racks, we all thinking, we believing that this motherfucker got money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got these hoes believing that this nigga is qualified for them. And I mean, I don't know, man. If you're in a relationship, and this goes for me too, not, I don't think we should have a Facebook. You could have a Facebook?
I'm on my shit.
Have a tag, a POF, bitch.
I mean, what Promo said, man, for the station, it's a good thing. If you single, it's a good thing. I mean, if you want a trick, it's a good thing. If you just want, you know what I mean, just go on there and vent, I don't know. I mean, social networks is what you make it, what you want it to be. A lot of people go on there for attention. Like, they be like, oh, I don't want to be on here for the likes, but and start bragging. You're obviously doing it for the likes, man. That's in all honesty. Like, everybody posted status for likes. I mean, you just like post a picture on Instagram. You don't want to post it and don't get no likes. But what the fuck is the point of posting a picture? I'm saying everybody posted status for likes, comments, and stuff like that. But you do have the people that go overboard. Like, okay, I'll post good morning, fake blast or something like that. You know, I get 3 likes. I mean, like, Like, fuck out of here. I'm all about my money. I'm going to get, like, 50 likes, 30 comments. You feel me? For social networks is negative. You feel me? It's all negativity. Negativity brings all positivity to your social media. What I mean by that, post anything negative, you're going to get a lot of fucking attention. Like, that's all you need to post, a negativity. Nowadays is videos. You feel me? You post videos, you good. You got your one foot in. You feel me? Everybody see the videos on there sharing and shit like that. But like I said, man, it's all about negativity. And when Promo was saying, like, if you're in a relationship, you just got to know what to put and what not to put. You feel me? Like, if you got a girl, you got a dude, you feel me? Why are you still flirting? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it all this crazy stuff going on where it's though you got to keep your phone hid? You feel me? The other person can't see your Facebook. I mean, if y'all got that understanding, like, I'm not doing nothing, you feel me? You can trust me. I'm not really doing nothing. You ain't got to look at my social networks. Or the other person don't really care about looking at your social networks, then all right. But if y'all know that y'all in a relationship and y'all checking each other's stuff, staying on top, like on some stalker type shit, I mean, there's a lot of relationships like that out there. Just don't do it, man. If that's your girl, that's your dude for a reason. Why do it? Why get yourself hurt? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's definitely a negative thing, but, I mean, it's to be positive, I guess. It's for a positive cause on social media. Social media, that's a negative is positive.
You already know. I mean, we can get more into the social network. Like, is it a good, a negative, or a positive? Like I said, it's more, to me, I look at it as more promotional. I put some statuses up there that can be disrespectful or whatever, but I do it to get the buzz, you know, so more people can look at the radio station. More people can, you know what I mean, hit us up and ask about the radio station. But other than that, it's just like, man, fuck all that, bro. Like, I really don't got time for the social network. So I do hit the hoes out there. You got there right. I hit the hoes up. But other than that, man, I really don't be doing too much. But next song we got is my man, Lie Low. He's with the Street Management Team. Man, you already know this song is called Same Old Shit. You already know, 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Slow. Life behind the bands, nigga. Shout out to all y'all niggas doing the same shit, though, man. It's for y'all. Y'all inspired this.
As I sit back with this piss pack and that skunk, nigga. Have that shit whack, man. I don't even wanna bump, nigga. Or they at the club. Or they at the bum. Or they at the bum. Or they got strapped. They strapped. All up in the cum. Goddamn. Y'all niggas say the same old shit.
Say what?
Say the same old shit. Kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit.
Say what?
Say the same old shit. Kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit.
Say what?
Say the same old shit. Kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit.
Say what?
Say the same old shit, nigga.
On track. Railroad, skinny nigga with no frail bones. Tryna short me, it's not worth it, homie. I can out of work with no scale, homes. You talking weed when my niggas got it. Talking straps till I got my own. You talking cribs when you want a couch. Bitch, nigga, I got my home. I going out and I get it. Yeah, nigga, I'm talking money since 17. I been on my own and I ain't trying to go home to mommy. But most of y'all still with it though. Niggas probably still get allowance. You can't even bring bitches to. But at my crib, they be screaming, howling, scheming, crawling with them dealers that you see in housing. A timeless God with infinite youth. I don't need a fountain, but I'ma keep it bouncing for my niggas that you see with ounces. Making that green over that green, nigga, get cash counseling. Money management, give you grand to shit, hope you handle it. You mismanage it, they dismantle it. You ain't pumping no more, hot like an oven, no dough. Oh, talking about me, and the flow code about 0 degrees. -3, better than heat, niggas on drugs, that we can see. Damn.
As I sit back with this piss pack and that skunk, nigga. Have that shit whack, man, I don't even wanna bump, nigga. Or they at the club,
or they at the bum.
Or they got strapped,
they strapped.
All up in the cum,
goddamn.
Y'all niggas say the same old shit.
Say what?
Say the same old shit, kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit.
Say what?
Say the same old shit, kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit.
Say what?
Say the same old shit, kinda make me sick. Y'all
dig me like fresh oil, cause they hear the pain, felt the rain, saw the fridge when that food spoiled. Now it's time to go and get the bread, and I ain't talking about a loaf, nigga. To get this money, gotta use my hands, and I don't really gotta boast, nigga. Let the nigga be the bigger man, I still lead a bitch, nigga, way stand. And fuck a male, give a nigga grands, and his life will be up in a nigga hand. That used to be a nigga mind frame, so the fans knocking got my mind changed. So focus on getting on my pay. A nigga caught up in a crime wave, but my niggas got what they came for. Pockets fat, stomach full. Then we got low for like 2 days, and we on the block, paid in full. That's why I joined the team. And nigga, you don't know what I mean when I say my wristwatch has stories. My niggas like, how you got that green? My niggas like, how you got that green? Them diamonds in your bezel, dog. So it's only right that I put niggas on. Now my block hot like a kettle, dog. That's real shit, real life. Real life in them real days. But most of these rappers are fictional. Never live life on a real page. And that's why, as I sit back with this piss pack and that skunk, nigga, nigga, that they shit whack, man. I don't even wanna bump niggas, nigga, nigga. Or they ass cum, or they ass cum, or they ass bum, or they ass bum, or they got strapped, they strapped, all up in the cum. Got that, got niggas say the same old shit. Say what? Say the same old shit, kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit. Say what? Say the same old shit, kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit. Say what? Say the same old shit, kinda make me sick. Y'all niggas say the same old shit. Say what? Say the same old shit, nigga.
Y'all niggas say the same old shit. Make me sick. Yeah, man. That's a boy, Lie Low. John Cole. Called same old shit, man. I fuck with that John a little bit, man. These niggas really do be saying the same old shit every day, man. For real, but we just gonna jump right into the next song. It's called Shake It Up with my boy, Paulie Stacks, man. Let's get it.
She feeling the kid, she got a wet twat.
song called Shake It Up by Pauly Stax, man. That's, when it first came on, I'm like, oh, promo, I don't know what you just put on this motherfucker, man. But nah, I fucks with it. The first part kind of fucked me up, I ain't gonna lie. But after that, I like it, man. He definitely did shake it up, though, definitely.
Yeah, man. I fucks with Pauly Stax, man. He's from New York, man. I told you that New York style is different from Jersey, man. You definitely hear it. I fucks with it. He's down with the Street Locks management team as well. I think they all gonna be out the fucking event that we're performing, hosting on the 12th, man. I think everybody gotta come out, man. Me and Knock will be turned the fuck up, bro. I feel it, man. We're gonna have a good time, and you're gonna definitely see some dope ass artists perform. Everybody gotta come show their face, at least support. If you wanna stay there for 5 minutes, motherfucker, I'll count you in. For real, bro. Shit, it's $15 at the door. Man, I don't wanna know if you wanna waste $15 for 5 minutes, but if you wanna do that, then hey, I can't get mad at you for that, though.
Definitely, man. I mean, let them know your crush gonna be there, man.
Oh, yeah, Carla gonna be performing. She's with the Salem Entertainment Squad from North Jersey. They gonna be performing and shit. Yes, that's my crush. Personally, that's my crush. I can't even say that on wild right now, but she gonna be performing, man. A lot of dope artists is gonna be performing. We trying to get one of our artists, Paris, to perform once we get some shit situated. She definitely wanna perform and show her talent out there. If she wins, she gets $500, or she'll get the music video that Street Locks Management will be presenting. And not, I think we should add an interview, man. We should add fourth place winner. We should add a fucking radio interview, bro. Real shit.
Definitely, I'm definitely with it, man. Any interviews that be coming in, man, especially the artists, always promoting that they're gonna be interviewed. A lot of calling, a lot of viewers.
Booger still holds the title for the
best interview. Yeah, right?
Best interview. I
mean, he young boy.
Yeah, young boy. Yeah, a lot of viewers listening in on that joint, man. Shout out to the boys, team Booger, man.
Yeah.
Somebody join the movement too, man.
It's only sponsored by us,
man. You know what I mean?
He really my young boy, man. He really be doing his thing and shit, man. Big shout out to T Mugga. I wish he could perform in here as well. Maybe we can make it happen and shit, man. We're going to definitely hit him up and ask him about it and shit. I think we get slots for them.
Two slots?
Yeah, we got two slots available and shit. So we definitely want to check that out and shit, man. So what's up? We was on a social network site, like I was saying. I mean, if you're a rapper, we understand why you're on social network sites. But if you're on social network sites, you know, money there, hitting holes up or whatever. I guess it could be the negative side, or if you're in a relationship and if you're in a relationship and you're a cheater, you cannot have a social network site. It's just not possible.
Nigga, you better go to the bars all around the area or something to cheat, but if you're a cheater, if you're in a relationship, do not have a social network site. You'll get caught up. That's what happens all the time. So right when we get to the next song, but before we do, we want to give you a question today. Can you go without sex for a year or go out with some money for a year? It's kind of a hard question, man, but you already know it's 856-18. We'll get an answer next after the song. It's called Unbelievers by my boy KD. You already know it's 856-18, man. Promo on the mic.
You already know, man. Knock takeover. Let's get it.
Shit ain't hard to do, man. I just get in the booth, speak my motherfucking mind. Niggas ain't fucking with me, though, yo. These cattle do not fade me. I done been through hell, there's nowhere else that you can take me. Bitches try to play me, and niggas try to break me. But still, when I'm around, I'm fucking spared for safety. Knowing my nigga gone and my patience to die with him. I don't just send a clip when I spin, I ain't gonna miss him. I get right on him and let that shit rip him. Put his brain on his mad ass, I'm the shit on the pistol. Damn, who would have thought these youngins would
fuck boys should have died when they was babies. Attention seekers always trying to feel important, nigga. I swear to God, I give out the biggest favor. And give your fucking mom a very late ass abortion, nigga. And have your people walk by and stare in your coffin. Ain't nobody struggling now. Everybody bosses. Words to be cautious. Doing all of them crosses. Signing on Instagram because they always could get darker. Reminisce on my past when a nigga was doing bad. Posted up on the Ave and my fake friends driving past. Hollering at a bitch and she would just look up and laugh. She ain't really know no better. A legend across the path. KD, nigga.
Woo! KD fucking snap right there, man. Unbelievers, man. We talk about all his motherfucking doubters, man. Definitely gonna make y'all angry believer, dog. That's KD, man. I fuck with that joint, man. For real, for real.
Yeah, man. So his official third prize winner of the event on the 12th will have a special interview with us, either by phone or in person, depending on if the person lives, you know what I mean, far away and not gonna be able to get to the place that the radio station is and shit. Usually we like phone, though. Phone is a lot easier, you know what I mean? So say if you do get stuck in traffic, it's a lot less money, too, especially if you're far away. If you're in New Jersey or New York or Connecticut, whatever you at, you know what I mean? You don't got to drive. You can just call our internet radio station, our internet radio show. It's legit. I mean, we did plenty of radio shows when it came to the phone. It's not clear. It's not no corny or no knowledge shit. It's real legit, and we really have fun with the interviews. Usually when our interviews ask about, you know, questions about your career, future goals of where you want to be, and definitely some personal questions as well, just to make it funny. So you can say it's like we the Breakfast Club or whatever like that, man. I always like to say we the Straight Outta Canada Breakfast Club and shit. The Hood Club. I call it the Hood Breakfast Club, whatever. But, yeah, so the question today was, can you go without sex for a year or can you go out with money for a year? Well, I have to say sex, man. I can't be broke for a year because if I was broke for a year, it ain't like I'm getting sex anyway. It ain't like you get sex while you're broke.
Well said, my brother. I'll go without sex for a year, man. It sounds harder than, like, you feel me? Me just saying it, you know what I'm saying? Me just saying, I can go without sex for a year. Shit. I'm going to be stressing like a motherfucker, but I'm going to be stressing getting this motherfucking money. But, you know what I mean? I can go without sex. Ain't no big thing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when that year is up, boy, I'm getting ugly bitches. I don't give a damn. The first girl I see gets work.
Fat bitch, too.
Fucking hell, man.
I'm giving this 8-10, bitch.
For real, yo. They going to love this thing right here. When they drop, ball drop. My ball's about to drop. Fuck that, man. For real, dog. I can't see myself going without sex for a year, but I can't see myself going money for a year. So I'd rather get money and not get sex, but like I said, when that ball drop, my balls drop.
Oh shit! So you gonna have a bitch on the bed waiting for y'all watch the ball drop? 3, 2, 1 Nah, man, you gotta think about it. Sex without sex for a year is serious, man. Sex like, bitch, 2 weeks is a fuck. I'm on a drought. After my first week without sex, I'm on a drought. Serious drought and shit. But you already know, I guess it's the time running out. Definitely tune in Tuesday at 7 p.m. here on radio station. We always have new artists, new music on board. You already know. And there's going to be either promo on the mic or not takeover or even both, which makes it even better. Fuck
you, man. You already know, man. Just go to www.A5NT. Click the live link. You feel me? You can hear us talking right there. Hear the music playing right there. All underground music. You feel me? You know which day it is. You know if it's damn. You know if it's the Knock Takeover. You know what I mean? Or what you call your show, bro?
Promo on the mic.
You feel me? You know which day it is. Go to www.856ent.com. Click the live link. You already fucking know it's team.
Yeah, man, so we out. It's Blackin' the Promo. Definitely come on the 12th and tell me we're going to have a good time. And after the shit, after the whole showcase, I think it's out. We out. Well, fuck it. We out.
Squad.
Yo, let's go to